Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Tied at 14. Both teams have hit back on the field here. Get warm back up to start the second half. Spencer County will have it. You had stepped out there during the halftime. One of those things where Collins really dominated the stat sheet, about gained them 2-1, but two turnovers have really left Spencer County in, and it kind of seems like they found their groove here these last couple drives.
Yeah, the turnover, I mentioned earlier, you know, in that every football game, turnovers are going to kill you, but, you know, the big pass play to Smith,
Let's go down the field to John Curley. We've got Coach Lucas.
Coach, I thought your defense played really well the first half. I thought the offense, linemen, defensive linemen controlled the whole game up to the last part of it.
Yeah, I thought we played really good defense the whole half. They got us on one pass. Let's be honest, we're trying to stop the run. We're going to fight them like crazy on that waggle pass, but we're trying like crazy to stop the run. And then they hit one jet sweep, 11 made a kid miss and went down the sideline. Other than that, I think we played good defense. Offensively, I thought we left two touchdowns. You know, if you stop us, fine.
Right.
The kid flew outside. JR tried to hit his hot. His hot didn't look. I said, Jay, you just got to eat it, bud. Just eat the thing and we'll go on the next play. But that was okay. I was okay with that.
Right.
Him and Sam just weren't on the same page. And the other one was, we're going in for a touchdown and it's a miscommunication. Nod tried to cake and cut instead of taking a handoff first.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I mean? I think we're right in the ball game. So we've rushed for 200 and some yards. We've done a good job.
Yeah, I thought JR did really well with the defense gave him with
right.
the
They're
safety.
Playing two safeties back.
Yep.
They're dropping their linebackers like crazy.
Yep.
He's got 105 yards rushing. All I told him was rush for 250 if that's what it takes for us to win the game.
All right, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you,
John. Thanks to Coach Lucas for taking a minute before we get things started here in the second half to get his thoughts coming in. But really, maybe how the game's defined might be from this first drive.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, though. We need to, I don't know who Coach Lucas is, but he and Russ Clark, I was writing good thoughts. I mean,
you guys
want to hear from Coach Lucas and John Kerr or me. Everybody out there wants to hear from me.
We cut you right off.
Yeah. So,
Coach Lucas is waving at you.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Okay. He told me, he said, thank you, you're here and not Scott Corn.
Yeah, I think what I heard all the way down there from here to the bathroom. Can you get John Kerr off the air, please? I need more of you. Anyway, but go ahead, though. We're back at it, dude.
So Spencer County making their way back on the field. We'll see what Collins decide to do from the kickoff here, Scott, if they kick it deep. Saw left really burn them there right before the half, or if they try to squib it down the middle of the field like they did earlier in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't do the first option you said. My option would be just kick it out of bounds, give it to it on the 30. Because I guess you can decline that, can't you? They can kick it
out. They can kick it re-over,
So
Collins did that down at Eastern, I believe. They actually kicked it out of bounds and they declined it and made them kick it again.
Well, we got the special teams coordinator, Mike Kress, up on the field, so it should be all good.
You got more faith in him than I do. No.
Left all of us speechless.
Yeah.
So Webb Bates out.
He turned his mic off right after that, right?
Webb Bates has the ball, putting it down at the 40-yard line. Nick E., the late member here of the kickoff team. Webb Bates counting off his steps, ready to get the second half underway. We are tied at 14. Back deep, left, and Smith. Bates will just pooch this one to the left side and will kick and go out of bounds.
See, I told you Coach Cressup had it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they take the penalty, they will start at the 35-yard line, and they will.
Guys, I'm looking. I don't see Gage Arvin on the field.
I'm looking at him on the sideline here.
Stop. He's on here with no shoulder pads.
Yeah, I see him as well. So it looks like he is done
for
the day.
That's a big loss right there.
Yeah.
The rudder under center, motion from left, and he'll give it to the first man through, and he's got a couple of yards up close to the 39-yard line.
Nice player by Sam Harrod after about a 4-yard gain to make a nice, sure tackle.
Guys, look for Spencer County just to try to control the ball. I think they want to keep Collins' offense off the field. They're going to try to wear it right down their throat.
That carry was by number 12, Austin Ashley, his first carry of the game. He's now playing that up back that we saw Hutt play in the first half. Second and six. Motion from left. He'll give it to Ashley again. And he's up near the first down marker up at the 45-yard line.
Like he went by first down.
And it will be. They've got him
right on
right
the,
down the line. Yeah. So that will be a first down. Jeff Staples checking in on the defensive side. He will check in.
And get it because they're
going to
be drawn here in a little while.
Play left defensive end.
How did you get that last name on 34?
Kaufenauer. Yeah, I think that's right. He'll hand to Ashley again, and good tackle by Jacob Phillips, but not before he gets another 10 yards across Titan territory down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line.
That's a touchdown-saving play, tackle by Phillips. If he gets by him, he's gone.
Doug, this is what you and I talked about at halftime, that, you know, Collins is sitting back. I mean, you're going to have to attack. These linebackers are going to have to attack.
Coach Lucas had mentioned that against Eastern, too. He thought they did a lot of that.
He rudder under center. He'll turn hand to left on a little sweep this time, and he's still on the round of right end, and that's another 7 or 8 yards. So after eliminating those plays to 2 or 3 yards in the first half, those same plays now are going for 7 or 8. It's kind of what we saw Boyle County do to Collins a week ago, is nothing big, but just 7 or 8 yards a pop. So 8 yards on first down, second and two from the 46, or from the 36. Gives it to the first man through, and he'll have the first down inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. So Ashley, after getting no carries in the first half, has had several carries here to start the third quarter play, and they're working the ball right down the field.
This is textbook wing T. 4 or 5 yards a pop, move the chains, control the clock.
Yeah. As Doug mentioned, keeping the Collins offense off the field. What are you guys?
Well, first and 10, ball at the 33-yard line. The rudder under center. Turns. And we'll fake it this time and run it around and give it to left around the right side. And that's going to go for close to 10 down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Kaufenauer checks back in. I think it's Andrew Lee who checks out. Coach Lucas has him on the sideline, giving him some instruction. Young player there, just a freshman.
He's in there for Gage, though, and that's, you mentioned your Gage playing really well there in the first half.
So second and one, 9-yard run there on first down by left. Motion by Smith. Don't give it to him. They'll give it to the first guy through, and they're pushing the line of scrimmage all the way down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. So another 10 yards, and right now Collins being gashed. And Shelby County all over Franklin County across town. They are up 45-6 at the half. 45-6, Shelby County over Franklin County at the half. It's after Shelby County a week ago kind of let one get away against Bullet East. Had the game really seemed like in control, and this Bullet East exploded in the second half. Given to Ashley, and
nice
this time
tackle.
Hit at the line of scrimmage, and this will go for a short gain, maybe one.
There's your linebacker blitz right there.
So they'll say just back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain, second and 10. The rudder back under center. Motion from left. He's going to give it to Smith on second, coming the other way on a little counter. And he'll be tackled down at the 10-yard line. Gain of 5, and we'll bring up, or gain of 4. We'll bring up 3rd and 6.
Nice play there by Sam not to, you know, chase that football right there to first initial hit on Smith.
So big third down coming as Spencer County has opened the second half. They've never led in this one, trying to get on top here for the first time. The rudder under center, going to turn, going to give the left, going around the right side. Good pursuit that time by Collins, and they've got him for a short loss back just outside the 10-yard line.
Jaden Wilson, nice play to cut it inside right there.
Nick Eads there also on the tackle. Loss of one back close to the 11-yard line, going to bring up 4th and 6.
Big play
close
right
to
7.
Here. Venture County, it appears they're going to go for it unless they're going to call a timeout. I think that may be the direction they're going to go, just letting the clock run down as they've eaten up majority here the third quarter. 7:30 to go
And the clock continues to roll, and they will call a timeout. So we'll take a break as well. 7:21 to go in the third. We're tied at 14. Spencer County faced with a fourth down from the 10-yard line. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Down pass incomplete into the end zone.
He just took the football and threw it all the way to the stands.
So Collins will take over on downs at the 10-yard line. So a big stand there by the Collins defense.
Almost a great play by Smith. He had four guys around him.
He sure did. So JR open up in the shotgun. Roseberry to his left. Two receivers each side. A little read option. JR going around the left side. Plenty of room to run.
Go
to 35.
Go.
And will be tackled there. So a big 25-yard gain, and as Coach Lucas, you know, told John there at the half, the way they're playing him right now, he may have to rush for 250 yards tonight.
Well, if you look, Spencer has taken one of the safeties away, and they're just playing Smith as the only safety, free safety right now. So the pass plays will be there.
They might be able to hit with that seam, with, they like throwing to Maggard and Hawk both going down that seam. JR throws that ball pretty well.
So JR now, with about 150 yards rushing already early in the third quarter.
Boy.
Lucas takes a snap, this time being blitzed up the middle. Now he's going to roll to his right.
He's got plenty of room on the right.
Looking to get one block, going to cut it back in the middle. Nice move by JR at midfield, trying to bounce it to the outside, and will be down inside the 45-yard line. That's another 20-yard gain. Drop back in the... straight back in the pocket, had linebacker pressure right in his face, rolled to his left initially, and rolled to his right and made another nice move. That shiftiness for another big gain, and it's first and 10 Collins down inside the 45 to 44-yard line.
Bubble screen set up over here on the right.
Five wide set. JR, quick pass out to Roseberry, and that's close to being a back, a lateral.
Ooh.
And it's incomplete. They whistle it dead.
That's probably the best thing could happen right there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a loss. And if it wasn't a fumble, it was going to be at least a five-yard loss. So.
I think one of those, if he could have got it complete, they had them outnumbered on this side of the field.
They are just threw that ball short.
Yeah, that pass was backwards.
Yeah. Dead right in front of us. It was definitely, I thought, a yard behind. Five wide set this time. They are looking over the defense. And
that's offside.
Going to be an offsides on Spencer County. That'll be a free 5 yards.
Collins really got, you know, went from where it could have been second and 15 now to first and five.
County brings up second and five.
So they'll say same formation. Five wide sets, three to his right, two to his left. JR, I mean a quarterback draw. Looking to bounce to the outside, and he's got the first down inside the 30, down to 25, and will be tackled there.
I know somebody's going to need a cold tub after a while.
Right now they're doing what they used to do when Lawson just put the ball in his. Spencer can't seen this before because you remember
over there
one year, the second half, they just ran Lawson the whole time. He might have had a little read option, a little bit more to it. But
This is like the old single wing base here.
Bay Pirelli.
They'll say same formation, five receiver set. Shovel pass forward to Roseberry.
Nashon
trying to bounce to the outside. He'll get there. Down inside the 20, down inside the 10. May take it in. Titan!
Man, speed is speed kills out there. Speed kills.
Look, he had no way to get through there. went right into the end zone for the touchdown, and Collins back out on top here.
Guys, I know he's not going to get credit for this, but Maggard threw an absolutely beautiful block to give him the sideline. And most people just look at the touchdowns, but Maggard had the block to get him up the sideline.
We always talk about those long runs, those wide receiver blocking is what keys those big long runs.
That baits out for the extra point attempt, kick up and good. And with 5:38 to go here in the third quarter play, Collins back out on top. They lead it 21-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shift to the savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on the tough jobs and a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
All right, kickoff.
Fumbles loose
on the ground, and recovered by Spencer County down at the 25-yard line. Kind of a little pooch trying to be taken by the up man. And he fumbled it, but Spencer County there to jump on it.
The ball was just laying there on the...
I thought Mike Crescent was going to jump on it for a minute. I could see him over jumping him down. The ball was like 4 feet from him.
It was almost like a sumo wrestler.
It took him 3 drops to get there, but he got there.
And, John, you mentioned Youth League for tomorrow?
Yeah, the Shelby County Youth League, the Shelbyville Storm. First game's at 10 o'clock. Our 7U team is ranked number 2 in the state of Kentucky. Our 9U team is ranked number 4 in the state of Kentucky. And then my team is number 6 in the state of Kentucky, and we play at 1 o'clock. So
Daniel Field, right?
Daniel Field, everybody come out, support these young Rockets and Titans, and see what the future holds.
Reverse to Smith in the backfield, and they good job.
Jaden Wilson.
Of stringing it out, and they'll get him, I think, for a short loss back inside the 25-yard line.
Great play there by Jaden Wilson. Just as, like you said, stringing it out.
Yep.
These guys this year are a lot better stringing the, you know, yep, plays than they're over there.
Well, from what I've seen from last year to this year, you don't have so many people leaving their spots. You got so many people you're just staying home. You're waiting for the ball to come to you.
Rudder turns. He'll hand to Ashley. Got a big hole in the middle of the field, and he has got about 9 yards. Up to the 33-yard line, and we've got a Titan down in the backfield.
75.
Kidwell. I think it's Dane Kidwell.
Looks like he's cramping.
Favoring his left leg, and it is a cramp.
Yeah.
So, John, youth games, who you guys play tomorrow?
We got the Derby City Cardinals. They are 6-1. We're 6-1. But the 7U team is 7-0. They have not been scored on, and they've played – tomorrow will be their 12th game. They've played – the best team out of Lexington, they've played the best team out of Louisville, they've played the best team out of Northern Kentucky, and they've got 3 or 4 kids that are dynamic to watch, and they're really, really good. And they're fun to watch.
I know you coach the older bunch. Who coaches those younger teams?
Jeff Long and Jonathan Carroll coach the 7U team. Tim Arvin and Darrell King coaches the 9U team. Myself, Willie Roberts, and Lester Mack coach the...
those last two, that's some legendary names from youth football. They've coached youth football forever.
Yeah, Lester and I go back. I first moved back here from Auburn, Alabama in 96. And Lester and I have been going at it since 96. So we've coached in the league right at 21 years. So we've been going back to the old days where it used to be Huberts and Coca-Cola and Smith McKinney and So it goes way back.
So now do each of those age are just one team from?
It is just one team. We joined the Louisville Youth Football League last year. almost like traveling middle school and high school football. We travel to J-Town. We travel to Fern Creek, Oldham County. We go over to Bullitt County. So it's not any more of playing the same team every other week at Daniel Field. We're actually getting to go and scout and coach and put a team together and special teams together. And so it's fun. It's been a good adjustment for us, and it's got our kids some exposure out in Louisville. Tomorrow's game is being broadcast on the ESPN radio out of Louisville. So it's the game of the week in the Louisville Youth Football League.
So is that the same? They go like to the Toy Bowl and all that? Is that the same?
Actually, the Toy Bowl only consists of Catholic schools.
Okay.
We have the playoffs that start on October the 15th. And then it's only four teams make the playoffs. And then the championship game is Championship Saturday, which is October 22nd this year. And they play, this year it's going to be at Trinity High School. Next year it's going to be scheduled to play at Papa John's in Louisville.
You mentioned recruiting and the game being hosted at Trinity. That's shocking and all.
It is. It's not shocking because I'm sure they've got, our 7U team has three kids that will play at Trinity anytime.
Hand off to left, around the right end, makes a man miss. He has the first down and is up near the 50-yard line.
Spencer County get a lot more push on that side this half. You know, that's their strong side because they run the ball that way a lot, but doing a lot better job of getting their push on their offensive line.
Want to mention Dane Kidwell was able to walk off of these, walk off the field, but they do have him on the side, down on the sideline, still stretching out that left leg.
Yeah, guys, he's right in front of me. It's cramps.
Collins leads it here, 21-14, 4:25 to go.
And Phillips is coming off the field, hobbling.
Nashawn in for him.
Roseberry will play safety here. You rudder under center, motion from left. He'll turn, he'll give to Ashley, the first man through, and it'll be across midfield, down to the 49-yard line, gain of three.
So far, Collins is doing that Mike Archer defense, bend but don't break. Right now, defense, we got up there, we're bending and breaking and breaking again and bending a little bit more and breaking again and
they
give up
they
a long pass.
They broke so much, they don't even call them defense anymore. Second and seven, ball at the 49-yard line. The rudder under center, motion from left again. He'll give to Ashley again, first man through, and he's close to the first down marker.
I'll say about 2 inches short.
Well, initially I thought he was a little short as well, but they're going to have to measure this one. Probably be better off.
Just give him the first down.
The first down here.
That's Kentucky football.
So we're used to thinking there's no way we're going to stop them.
I remember we used to sit up and holler, just punt, please, punt,
please.
Don't think about going for that fourth and three punt it.
That was just a normal play for Bill Curry, wasn't it?
We got to punt
and
on third down.
He is a little short as they measured it out. It amazed me about Bill Curry to this day was I can remember the days when they calling timeouts. He was, I don't know who the guy was. He was number 80. He would run out to the field to call timeout. Why you couldn't have a player just signal timeout? He would run from the sideline to the middle of the field to the official to call timeout.
Mm.
Wonder why he didn't work out.
Yeah, and we thought we were smart hiring him from Alabama.
Yeah.
We hired Alabama's football coach.
Yeah. There's a reason he's let go. People.
Hey, there is a hard thing about Bill Curry, though, recently. They said Curry, you know, he left Georgia Tech. They won a national title. He left Alabama. They won a national title. He left Kentucky, and they just got worse.
Yeah.
Third and short, the rudder turns and going to roll to his right, looking to throw, and he'll cut it up inside and get the first down inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line.
Guys, if you look down here at the 15-yard line, Smith was wide open coming across the field.
That was tackled by your boy. How do you say his last name? Kofhauer, whatever. Logan.
Coffin hours.
I'm going to say Logan. Nice tackle by Logan.
Oh, Spencer County back on the move here again. Got it all the way down to the 10-yard line on their first possession of the second half, but turned it over on downs after failing to on fourth down. Turn, he'll give to Ashley again, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, trying to get a number. Sam Harrod.
Guys, whenever Collins blitzes their linebackers, Spencer's not getting anything. I mean, they're not getting anything. I mean, might as well just send them.
Yeah. Really, they really haven't been beat much on the edge at all. It's been that inside run.
The
inside
handoff.
Give them trouble here in the second half. Really going all the way back to the end of the second quarter. So gain of one on that last play. Second and nine. Ball at the 35-yard line. The runner under center again. He'll turn, and he'll give it on the backside to Smith. He's got the edge. and will have the first down down inside the 25-yard line.
We have some guys back there, but he's really hard to bring down. You get them big defensive linemen back there trying to chase him. That's some kind of a mismatch. But
I like the design of that play.
Yeah,
kind of a
slow
delay.
Developing play, but yeah, takes forever. You're just trying to get your skill people in the open. You know, ball in their hands in open fields.
2 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter of play. Collins leads it here, 21-14. Spencer County driving again here. They've got it first and 10 from the 24-yard line. Rutter calls for motion. He fakes it to left, gives it to Ashley. And Ashley another 5 yards down to the 19-yard line. Inside run continuing to give Collins trouble.
That's what they hurt him on last year right here. Like Dane Kidwell getting ready to go back in. Played pretty well through three quarters. Until they miss Gage out there, though, John.
Yeah. I was getting words of wisdom from the Collins head baseball coach.
Hand it off to left, and he'll have a short game, maybe of two.
The birthday boy.
They'll give him forward progress to the 17. It's going to bring up third and about four.
Yes, we've been actually watching Coach Mike Hammond and I. When they're splitting their wideouts out, our corners are going so far outside, they're giving them the edge already.
Yeah.
So we're talking about splitting the difference because what's the likelihood of a Spencer throwing the ball right now?
Yeah.
0-0. So if you watch this guy coming to the right here, split the difference in the middle.
And he's playing on the outside of him.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there you go. I mean, he's taking himself out of the play already.
And run straight up the middle of the field, good enough for another first down. As they methodically move the ball down the field.
And this
almost
is the wing tee. Yep.
This, though, is where Doug talked about earlier, this, the field, you know, shortening and a little tougher to run that. I don't think
Spencer County going to run another play, and that'll take us to the end of the third quarter of play. Collins leads it here 21-14, but Spencer County driving. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.